Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Great morning to you. You have tuned into Couch Conversations. This show is hosted by Rev J and is an outreach of Blessed and Know It Ministries, virtual ministry for virtually everybody. Always available to you via our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Follow us. Stay in tune with us, and we promise you will enjoy the ride. Well, welcome to our first 2016 episode. I know, oh my gosh, it seems like forever, but I am so excited that you have tuned in. I guarantee you were in for something sweet and delicious and wonderful that will keep you motivated and inspired as you become the best you ever. Oh my gosh, so much has happened in 2016. So much has happened since we last talked. How y'all doing today? Huh, I'm great. I am. I'm your host, Rev J, and life has been, I would say amazing, to say the least, over these past few months during our hiatus. I just want to thank you all who have reached out on our social media and checked to make sure things were good for us as we continue to move forward in this gift called life. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your support. It means so much to us. All right, well, I'm just going to jump right in because I feel like a spring, like we've just been held in and held back and held on for so long. I've got so much to say. So this is our inaugural episode of our fall season of Couch Conversations. And this whole season, we're going to talk about foil. No, not aluminum foil. We're going to talk about this foil equation. It's hilarious how life works itself out sometimes. So I'm trying to build, you know, hype and conversation about what's going on with the show and what's going on with the ministry and how we're moving forward. I'm telling different people about what the heck foil is. And for those of you who do not know, foil is going to be our whole focus. And so it's a math equation that my daughter actually brought home yesterday for homework, and I got so excited that I just started screaming when she said, "Mom, look what we're working on in math class, this foil stuff." I kind of understand it, but I don't. And I was like, "Oh, honey, join the crowd." When I first saw it, I didn't get it either. So we're going to take the math equation, because this is not a mathematical show. This is a life show, a life empowerment show, a life engaging show. And we're going to take that foil, that math equation, and we're going to apply it to our lives. This is what happened. There's a billion-dollar industry out there. The self-help industry is billions of dollars, and it covers health and wellness and life coaching and things of that nature because people innately want to get better. A lot of us are tired of being stuck. We're tired of being stagnant. We're tired of not achieving our dreams in the timely fashion that we set forth to pursue them, to go after them, to achieve them, to have them attainable in our hands. And so we get stuck. And the reason why we get stuck is this method right here that we have subscribed to. Foil, first, outside, inside, last. Or first, outer, inner, last. And for life, because we're not going to talk about the math side too much, but for life, that has been the big thing. We have been trying and trying and trying and trying for years to fix the outside of us. Cosmetology is one of the biggest industries out there. We want to cover up, conceal, put foundation on, put an eyelash here, pluck this, pick that, wax this, blow that, all in an effort to make the outside look a certain way. And I'm not knocking people who do that. You subscribe to the method, and for some people, it worked. For the majority of us, fixing what's on the outside first in a goal to achieve some sort of inner peace, inner sanity, or inner stability does not work. So when you're saying, "Hey, this is what I have on my vision board, why am I not here yet, Rev J?" When you're saying, "Hey, this is where I want my life to be, why am I not here yet?" And I sit down and I hear the history of what people have tried. A lot of times they've tried this foil method and it's not giving them the lasting results. my conclusion to that is, if you keep trying something and it has been proven not to work, why don't we try to flip that thing over and get in tune with something that just may work better and provide lasting results for everyone involved? Will provide not happiness, but internal peace, an internal alignment to something greater. This is what happened. So I'm going through my schools of thought. I go to webinars, seminars, and trainings. And I heard this story. I'm going to share it with you because it inspired me to get back on this game, get back into the podcast, get back on the radio, and to remind people what I needed to be reminded of. So over in the jungle, there's this lion, king of the jungle. Something happens in the jungle, and the mama lion has to leave a baby lion behind. The baby lion searches and searches for mama, can't find her nowhere, wanders upon this herd of sheep. The sheep take the baby lion in. He's cute. He's cuddly. They take him in. They don't realize the ferocious beast that he could become. He's raised among these sheep. He loves these sheep. They grow up together. It's a beautiful thing. The villagers are all like, oh, that's kind of cute, because the lion does not realize that he at any time could turn on these sheep. The sheep do not realize at any time that the lion, who is their friend, could become really their predator. So all the sheep are walking around, bah, bah, bah. The lion's walking around. What does he say? Because that's the only sound he's heard. That's what he's used to. That's his norm. One day they go down to the watering spot. The lion looks over into the water, sees his reflection. It does not look like the animals around him. It scares him. He doesn't know it's a reflection. He takes off running. He is in the wind. And he looks back like, why aren't my sheep with me? Where are my people? So he slowly makes his way back to the watering spot. No other sheep was concerned about what he saw in the water. So he looks in the water again. He sees the same beast staring back at him. He again is scared and immediately takes off. He's back in the midst of the jungle, wondering why his sheep aren't with him. He's like, didn't they see it? Don't they know there's a beast among them? What is going on? This happens for about 2 or 3 days. About day 4, he hears a sound in the jungle. It is a frightening sound. When he hears it, the sheep around him hear it as well. All take off running together. They're going through the jungle. The sheep, the lion, through the jungle. They're just gone. They're out. Everyone has heard the sound. Well, in the midst of the lion running, he comes face to face with a beast that looks like what he saw in that watering hole. When he sees this beast face to face, he is scared beyond belief. The beast stands in front of him, and the beast lets out this big roar that vibrates through the lion. The lion who doesn't realize he's a lion. The lion who doesn't realize there's another of his kind in front of him. The lion in front of him roars from deep down on the inside at this young lion. And he stares him dead in his eye, and he won't move out his way. And he's not trying to attack him. He just wants to talk with him. And so the young lion's like, what do I do? What do I do? He couldn't find anywhere to run to. He didn't see any of his buddies around. What does he do? He tries to talk back. What does he say? He says, bah. This right here infuriates the other lion. The lion goes down deep and puts out another big roar. Again, vibrates the young lion that doesn't know that he's a lion. So this happens about 3 times. By now, the lion is infuriated, mad, just angry and upset. Like, that is not your language. Talk to me in the language that is yours. So again, he goes back. He pushes his shoulders back. He stands up tall, and he lets out this big roar. And the young lion looks at him, and he says, roar. Then he's surprised by the sound that came out of his mouth. Like, what is that? I can roar? The older lion seems pleased with the young lion's progress, so he goes off. The young lion follows him like, wait, I'm like you? I can roar? Tell me more. What else can I do? I don't know what else I can do. All I've known is the sheep life. All I've known is this passive, submissive, this life right here, following after a shepherd. What else is there out there for me? What else can I do besides roar? So from that day, the young lion left his sheep friends behind. He found his little roar, and week after week, the lions would walk together, and they just roar. And the old lion is training up the young lion, and the young lion's receiving his training. And one day he sees his sheep friends, and he sees them across the watering hole, and he roars at them. Hey, guys, what's up? That's not what they heard. They heard, oh, no, it's a predator. They take off running. The point of the story is this, that sometimes when you're around certain groups of people and certain friends and situations, you may think that you're only cut out to be a sheep. But inside of you is something bigger, something greater, something more dominant, something stronger, that you're not just meant to lay and lie with the sheep. That may have gotten you to a certain season in your life, but who you really are is a lion. There's something kingly or queenly or priestly or heavenly or spiritual than the situation that you're in right now. So the next time life comes at you and it starts to roar, it would behoove you, benefit you greatly to learn how to roar back. Because situations and trials come, and you think that they're there for your evil. You think they're there to eat you. But in actuality, they're there to train you. They're there to teach you. They're there to empower you. They're there to call the lion out of you, the warrior spirit that lies dormant inside of you because you've been a sheep for so long. I'm not knocking your upbringing. We all have different seasons and certain things in our life we just had no control over. What I'm saying is that at this stage in your life, there is a lion on the inside of you. And if the roar in me can empower the roar in you, we can walk through this season together and take our rightful position, not with the docile sheep. We're not going bad any longer. We're not jumping because someone in front of us jumped, but we're standing firm on who we really were created to be. We were created as a reckoning force in this earth, and we are here for this season, this time, and this reason to roar, to stand strong, to be part of a pride, not part of a shepherd group. We are not meant to be shepherded right now. That season is over. We are meant to find out where we fit in, to look at those things that we thought were bad, to look at those situations a different way, to look at that person who has been in our life trying to get us to roar, not as the enemy, but look at the inner me, become the real person we were always created to be. The young lion never knew. Mama had left him. He was forsaken. He didn't know. And a lot of us, we don't know. We create vision boards. We hire life coaches. We go here, there, and everywhere thinking, okay, I'm just a sheep. What does a sheep do? Okay, I'm going to do what sheep do. But the reality is there's so much more. And as we go in this, realizing that foil doesn't work, realizing that first, outside, inside, last, will not get us to where we need to be. We are going to realize that we're going to need this empowerment, this training right here that kicks us out of the comfortability of being a sheep and throws us into the midst of some situations where we have no choice but to stand up and roar for our rights, roar for our beliefs, roar for our truth. And I'm excited that you guys have joined me for the journey. I know this is going to be exciting. I know this is going to be empowering. I know this is going to be life-changing. You just have to buckle up and enjoy the ride. All right, guys, that was our first episode. We will talk to you on Thursday where there's more oil that doesn't work and finding out what really does. I'm your host, Rev J. Thank you so much for tuning in to our episode. Y'all have a great one. Bye-bye.